This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. Anybody catch Gardner Minshew? Now, Gardner Minshew is a dude that he is what we call a character, right? The porn stash, all that stuff. It took off in Jacksonville. Then here comes Urban Meyer. They end up with the number one pick in the draft because they ultimately suck, and they end up taking Trevor Lawrence. So Trevor Lawrence obviously is going to be your number one quarterback. He's considered the second coming. He's considered the can't-miss type prospect, all that good stuff, right? So Gardner made it onto the Green Light podcast. And in the Green Light podcast, he was explaining to the boys his status on the team and something he's refraining from.
I'll tell you this, man, in preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a shit in weeks. It's not an option for me. Number two is not an option. I'll tell you that.
This is the Chris Long podcast. So he hasn't what? So, come on. We gotta play that one again.
I'll tell you this, man. In preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a shit in weeks. It's not an option for me. Number two is not an option. I'll tell you that.
Number two is not an option. That is freaking awesome, dude. I mean, you gotta like the guy, right? I mean, he is likable. You have to admit that he is likable. He's a character. You just wish he was a great quarterback. He's not terrible, okay? He's not like, you know, Pat White or something. You know what I mean? He's not John Beck, okay? He's not even Chad Henne. He's actually better than these kind of guys. He's crafty back there. He can make some plays. He's a little limited, but he's got savvy. He's got cojones. You know what I'm saying? And he's got a sense of humor.
I'll tell you this, man, in preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a shit in weeks. It's not an option for me. Number two is not an option. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that is awesome. That is just absolutely awesome. That may be one of the best sound bites you'll hear all year long from Gardner Minshew. He hasn't taken a dump because number two for him is not an option. I love that. I absolutely love that. I did find it kind of funny that the Texans now say that they are open for business here with Watson and trying to they're willing to take on, you know, offers for Deshaun Watson. Not that they really could trade him anyway. Overall, I don't think they could. I don't think that the NFL would allow a trade because we still don't know what's going on with Watson. But the way the story works out is apparently they are set to try to start, you know, they've got the phone open and folks can come on in and give us an offer and make the best, you know, deal that you can possible, which again, to me, I find it awkward right now for the NFL. I don't know how the NFL has not stepped in and said, hey, no, we can't do that right now. You guys can't be trading for Deshaun Watson. We're going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list. And the fact that, you know, it says Texans are willing to listen to offers, here's where the NFL should have stepped in weeks ago, months ago, and should have put the young man already on the exemption list. Because what the exemption list does, you're not taking anything away from Watson. You're not hurting the Texans. You're not hurting anything. What you are doing is taking the burden off of everyone else. Because the Texans are going to feel pressure that they got to get rid of the guy. Watson wants to get the hell out of there because he can't stand the place, right? I get all of that, but you've got 22, you know, what's it called? Civil cases that are facing this guy. Plus, there's an investigation going on behalf of the NFL. I'm sure the police are also investigating all of this. So you really don't know where this is leading to. So let's avoid the embarrassment. Put him on the commissioner's list. No one can talk about him. No one can trade for him. He can't do anything. He's got to stay there and wait for the process to be done. That way, once the process is done and he's either not guilty or guilty, you now know what to do. Because if he's guilty and you've been negotiating and trying to move him and the NFL's not doing anything about it and rumors are going and people are talking about it and teams that are supposedly interested, those names come out, then all of a sudden you look terrible as an organization. You mean you were in contract negotiations with a team to try to trade for a player that's been charged with rape? And now you've got to answer all those questions. It's a little bit like, you know, it's like spreading a virus. And instead, right now, the vaccine is the commissioner's list. And that's what the commissioner should be doing, is using the vaccine. Inject it, commissioner's list. Get everybody out of the picture. Nobody has to carry the burden. And then if he is found innocent, then now everybody's cleared. And now Deshaun Watson can move on with his life. The Texans can move on with their team and everybody's happy. The team that acquires him is now acquiring a player that has been found not guilty. So now you don't have the lingering, you know, controversies, none of that. Everybody's protected. Deshaun gets to move on with a clean record. Houston gets to make the trade, not worry about the burden. The other team that acquires him is acquiring it without a burden. But if you allow this dark cloud to hang over you, then you are openly, you're in a way, you're kind of crapping on all these women. Basically is what you're doing if you're the NFL. You don't believe in these women, so you're not taking it serious, so you're just letting them go about business. That's basically the message you're sending if you're the NFL. Oh, we're not taking this serious. These women, it's all money grab. Let them work the deal out. That way, the second it's done, they can make their trade right away. What about if it's true? What about if it's true in four cases? What about if it's true in one case? What about if it gets proven in 20 cases? You just don't want to take that chance. That's the part I don't understand with the NFL on this one. How in the world are you not protecting yourself? How in the world are you not saying, you know, let's put everything on ice right now. Let's wait till the legal process is over. That's normally what would make a lot of sense in this case. Allowing them to work business as usual, that to me, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't make any sense whatsoever.